Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Toby Stapleton, and I'm the director of the UMass Dartmouth Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Radio Entrepreneurs is a show about entrepreneurs and those organizations that support them, and we're pleased to be able to do our biannual broadcast, the second of our two broadcasts a year, here at the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship to focus on all of the great things that are happening in Southern New England, but specifically right here on the south coast of Massachusetts. And one of the organizations that's come into shape over the last few years is a company and an organization and a physical space called Groundwork. So we're pleased to have Dina Hayden from Groundwork here in the studio with us today. Dina, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
So Dina, tell us about what is Groundwork.
So Groundwork is a shared office space for entrepreneurs or remote workers to come in and set up and work. So we try to have everything available for you, Wi-Fi, snacks, meeting room spaces, so that you can come in and just work and not have to pay an overhead where you're renting an office space downtown, and you can have a mailing address as well.
That's great. And I know that, you know, and so co-working spaces have really taken off over the last few years because it is a, you know, essentially you had that period of time where people were happy with free Wi-Fi and the coffee shop model, right? And then,
You
know, that doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah, so what tends to happen, a lot of our members come in because they're sick of working in coffee shops and just because the hassle of trying to find a space in a coffee shop, paying for like 10 cups of coffee for
right.
the day, which actually kind of equates to our membership price. So,
and you have free coffee.
We have local coffee from Coastal Roasters
right.
in Tiverton. And we also have meeting room spaces and things like that that are professional spaces so that you're not having to clean or your own house or find a nice looking space in Panera or other coffee shops
right.
where you might have traffic or noise. There's more consistency in the co-working space.
Yeah, and you're with like-minded individuals. The people
exactly.
that are at Groundwork are individuals and people and organizations that are doing what you're doing, sort of, and supportive of what you're doing. Because
yeah.
I know that, you know, there are a number of groups that you've worked closely with, including Entrepreneurship for All. E4All has hosted a number of programs and even has their leadership meeting there
mm-hmm.
on a pretty frequent basis. Can you tell us a little about that network?
Yeah, so like-minded people is a great way to think of it. It's very diverse as well. So the common thread, which is great, and something that Sarah, my business partner, and I didn't necessarily anticipate, but anyone who kind of comes to the door and is interested in co-working, they have this mindset where they want to share amenities or in collaborate in some way or just meet people in the city. So it has like a nice kind of community orientation to it. So people come in and they're generally talkative or they can set up and put their headphones on
right.
and get to work. So, but it's a really diverse group of people. So we have nonprofits like E4L that
right.
they're running their incubator program out of Groundwork, also out
right.
of space in Fall River. And we have solo entrepreneurs and people working for other companies remotely in California,
right.
India, all over the country. So
yeah, it's terrific. And you know, if you look at the region, one of the things that I think it's great to have Groundwork here because it's something 10 years ago, having a co-working space in New Bedford, nobody would have known what co-working is, and then second, I don't think there would have been the need that there is today. Can you
yeah.
tell us about what made you start Groundwork in New Bedford, and what are you seeing as the trends in the region?
Yeah, so we started Groundwork in New Bedford because Sarah, my business partner, and I both really love New Bedford.
Right.
I went to UMass Dartmouth, so I lived in New Bedford for a long time.
Right.
And I watched the growth in the development of the city.
Yep.
And I moved back from Philadelphia and just knew it was time to
right.
start something there. And we felt like it was ripe for a collaborative workspace.
Right.
There's a buzz going around about co-working now, but really we wanted to create a physical platform for people to come together to share ideas and create innovation. And it seemed like it was on the rise in, right. in New Bedford. And it is. It, since we opened 3 years ago in December, and the growth in just in New Bedford alone has been substantial.
Right.
You can see the growth in downtown. And a lot of our members have started out at Groundwork as two people starting a company, and they've actually moved out and are leasing downtown their right. own office space. So
right.
just within Groundwork, we see the growth.
But that's really interesting, and there has been a lot of growth in the city itself where, mm-hmm. you know, the kind of things that fuel entrepreneurship and that ecosystem are things like cool restaurants and cool bars and yeah. a walkable city, which you've got in New Bedford where, again, I had an office in New Bedford in the 90s, and I had two choices to go for lunch, and that was a hot dog stand and a Chinese restaurant. That's still there, by the way. Today, you've got restaurants on the waterfront. You have bars that are coming up that you have brew pubs, two brew pubs that are new in the last 5 years mm-hmm. that are there. And I think those are the things that literally and figuratively fuel a startup community. And you're, mm-hmm. But you're really at the heart of this. What kind of mm-hmm. companies are you seeing? What kind of individuals are taking advantage of the space?
There are a lot of individuals working in tech and design, things like that. We also have members, about 25% of our members work for nonprofits
okay.
in the area,
yep.
which was surprising to us opening. We didn't know how it would be received.
Right.
Mostly, we have a lot of creative professionals, musicians, artists that on the side that also work for other companies in creative avenues. So
right.
We try to bring people together as individuals and not so much like this is what Frank does for work.
Right.
And so
right.
that you're creating more connections through your hobbies and things you enjoy or what you might like to eat for lunch. And then that kind of cross-pollinates and creates deep collaboration.
Yeah, interesting. That and so have you gotten to see any examples of two people meeting at Groundwork and then going off and doing something collaboratively?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of small like events that members put together at Groundwork to companies that are like offshoots that are created.
Right.
So the New Bedford Book Festival is one of them. It's a book festival we host at Groundwork, and that's developed from one of our members interacting with another writer.
Right.
We also have another writing conference that started at Groundwork. The list kind of goes on, but we have a drawing collaboration night, so kind of more events, but also online platforms that were created by two members
right.
together. Also, a lot of collaboration happens in the day, just kind of helping one another out with
right.
with what people are working on, so like a spreadsheet or a certain program that
right.
someone doesn't know how to use. So it's you really can get through work really efficiently because you're not having, you have like this vast array of knowledge in the room.
Right, right. Yeah, and you know, I've been to Groundwork, and I've actually worked with some of the entrepreneurs there as well
yeah.
as some of the organizations. And you know, it is a neat open work environment. But you also have conference rooms if people need them that
yeah.
they can book and
yeah.
sort of hold themselves off and work there as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, so we have private space available, and we also rent it out to the public too.
Right.
For different workshops and things like that.
Right. Yeah. So has the city of New Bedford been part of this process?
Yeah. So they've been extremely helpful getting us off the ground. We actually lease the space from the city of New Bedford, so the building is owned by the city.
Right.
And they were very helpful helping us get their initial. We got a TDI development grant for co-working spaces.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, and that the city's efforts and support have helped us significantly. I don't know if we could have where we were starting from financially, Sarah and I, if we could have gotten it off the ground in a in a different city. It was just the perfect timing.
Right. Yeah, perfect. And I'm sure, you know, the city being the landlord, I'm sure they have a vested interest in seeing you guys succeed.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm sure they get it as well, you know, that the future of New Bedford, this is part of driving that future in terms of attracting that young, talented, and more tech-focused startup and organization to the city. So, so you've been here in the ecosystem for some time now. What do you see as some of our advantages?
Oh, there are so many. just the location itself is beautiful. There are farms and the ocean, and you have city and culture. That's personally what draws me here. But also, I think there's a sense of community in the area that stands out as really different compared to other cities I've lived in, where there's deeper connections created, and there really is like a very strong ecosystem here.
Right.
And I think that's what keeps people in the area.
Right. But it's definitely a common theme. One is, you know, the access to the ocean, you know, how the proximity to how close we are to the ocean. And most of us are only, you know, 5 to 10 minute drive to beach access, right?
Yeah.
And but the other is the farmland, which, you know, you're the first person to bring that up. But it's absolutely true that, you know, this region, is, you know, from the Cape to the South Coast, has, you know, from cranberries to other, you know, forms of agricultural production, formerly, you know, sort of farms, corn and even apples, at the, you know, sort of this time of year, although we're past apple picking season, are things that you don't have in other parts, certainly of the state. And, you know, when you get close to Boston, you don't have the entrepreneurial ecosystem, but you don't have that quality of life that I think I agree with down here. Is that what drives most of the members of Groundwork?
I think so. A lot of our members, actually, recently a lot of people have moved to New Bedford and have become members from all over Chicago, and that's what drew them to the area. Also, the history in the area and the architecture, things like that.
Right. Yeah. So we have a rich history in, you know, the whaling industry, and today that, you know, the seafood. New Bedford is the largest seafood port in the world in the country in terms of the dollar value of landed catch that comes in there. You still have traditional industry, but now we're seeing a renaissance in terms of the kind of technologies that are being developed and the activity that's taking place at a place like Groundwork. How does somebody find Groundwork?
You can come and check us out either on our website, which is newbedfordcoworking.com. Feel free to come in for a tour if you're in the area anytime, Monday through Friday. We're at 1213 Purchase Street in New Bedford.
Great. So newbedfordcoworking.com, and people can just show up and walk around to the...
Yeah, we give tours all day long if someone pops in. You can also reserve a tour online, and we have free co-working days as well.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's perfect. Is that once a month?
We do it once a month. Yep, so we just had ours last week, and then we'll have one in November.
Great. And so any final words of advice for the entrepreneur in the audience?
I just think staying active and being around like-minded people that can stimulate your thoughts and also keep you on track for your goals is important.
That's a great way to end the show. Dina, thanks for being on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much for having us.
Great. I'm your host, Toby Stapleton, the director of the UMass Dartmouth Center for Innovation Entrepreneurship. Thanks for joining us on Radio Entrepreneurs.